Mark Bolan and T-Rex here on the Magic Valley. It's Bang a Gong as we are 5 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Got a guest with me, Scott Smith from over in Huntington. How you doing, Scott?
Good, Dylan. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, you got an art exhibit going on, but first off, I met you, what, a couple months ago? You swung by?
Yeah,
you just tuned
like that.
In. You caught us on the radio. You called me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Y'all play the music I like to hear.
Yeah, that goes a long way. But, that's kind of been the fun part about radio is meeting some of these folks and all that. And we've talked a lot of music. But you're not just a music guy. You're an art guy as well. You've got an exhibit at the Dixie over in Huntington. It's called Disabstraction. Am I pronouncing that right?
That's right.
And it's going to be running through January 29th. And I've gotten a chance to see some of the work. I haven't seen it in person. I've seen some of the work online. It's incredible. And it's... If you're wondering what kind of art it is, well, it's in the name, Disabstraction. It's abstract art. How did you get the chance to do this?
Well, I've just become friends with a lot of the people up at the Dixie, and I've always put my artwork out there, and they asked me to come in and put on a show, and I was supposed to do it the previous year, but with COVID
happened,
and all that,
yeah.
Right? So. After that, we put it off for a year, and I wasn't really prepared for it anyway, so it ended up turning out to be a good deal.
So when we talk about abstract art, if somebody doesn't know much about art, what would you describe abstract as, and then what would you describe it in relation to your work?
Well, with my work, I used to do things that were really precise and shading and all that, and that takes time, you know, a lot of time to do, and with abstract, I can just go out in my shop and just
kind of see.
Flow.
I like to call it subliminal art.
Right.
It's kind of just, instead of having an intentionality about anything, you just kind of let whatever's bottled up inside come out.
That's right. Yeah, and people can get their own interpretation from abstract more than, you know, just something that's straight line. And it all, you know, some of my things there is abstract art. It's some faces that are abstract. It's just lines and movement and things like that. And I also have guitars in there. And the reason I started painting guitars is because I couldn't play them as well as I could paint them.
Hey, I understand. I picked one. I put about 6 months of learning into one. And I do enough that if you put me around a campfire, I wouldn't make a fool out of myself.
Right.
That's about it, though.
Same. I don't have a picker.
I'm a quarter.
Yeah.
I'm not a picker. I'm a quarter.
Right.
But you mentioned the guitars as well, and those are incredible. What goes into that? And now, if anybody, let's go ahead and plug you first. What is your Instagram? If anybody wants to check out your art,
my Instagram is Canoe Smith. You can check that out. I have a lot of artwork on there, and of course, my kids, like everybody else.
Well, yeah.
And I'm also on Twitter at Scott Smith Art. You can check that out, too. I put some things on there. So
you can see the guitars there. And, folks, they're nice. Ton of, you mentioned precision when, you know, these are pretty precise. What goes into creating one of these guitars when you paint them up?
Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to do when I start. Sometimes I just draw on the guitar. And a lot of those have dots that form, say, the Tennessee flag and things like that, but others are more, you know, I have some henna art in there
I saw one with the Grateful Dead, of course, with the Steely there,
and right.
I'm kind of a deadhead, so
right,
I was like, that's cool.
A lot of my, if you get a chance to go by the Dixie and check that out, a lot of the names for my artwork is maybe a song lyric by the Grateful Dead or something like that. I mean, the Dead's also always been, you know, an important part of my life, and you know.
And it's interesting how you get that crossover from music into visual art. You mentioned the Dead were always important to you. Who are some of your favorite artists?
John Prine and Van Morrison. I listen to a lot of Widespread Panic. I've seen them numerous times. I'm just a fan of live music. I like that you're playing the Wood Brothers and.
Yeah.
What was the one we talked about yesterday, the Kala?
Oh, Kala, my friend. That
Kala,
was some of that
friend.
Zamrock from the 70s from Zambia.
That's really good, and it reminds me, my son's name is Keller, and it reminds me of Keller, my friend, instead of Kala, my friend. So.
Now, you mentioned you've got a couple kids. Have they gotten into the art yet?
They're both really good artists, and they've always, I've always had some kind of studio or a shop where they've always hung out in the studio and helped me with things. And you know, when they were younger, we had a swing set in my shop just so they would hang out, you know, just so they would be around it. So
what got you into art? I mean, what you know, what made you sit down one day and say, I'm going to start doing this?
I don't think anything in particular. I've always done it. You know, it's just always been a part of it.
Done it long enough, you can't remember when it started.
Right. And I worked for years. I made scale models down in Memphis and they're in exhibits all over the country and all over the world, and for large corporations like Gaylord Opryland and things like that. And that's how I figured how paint worked, one paint worked with another paint and things like that, and worked for a really interesting guy named Cameron Keani that is a fantastic artist in his own right.
Now, how many pieces do you have on display at the Dixie right now?
About 30. There's I think there's 6 guitars there, and the rest are all canvas.
Okay.
So, and it's small canvases and large canvases up to like 6 foot by 4 foot, and so it's a variety.
If somebody wanted to come see it, you know, I mentioned it's running through the end of January, well, they can just kind of go check it out, right? I mean, there's no big process to get tickets or anything like
that. No, you don't have to have tickets. You can just go up there anytime the box office is open. I think that's Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, and I think the rest of the year they have, I think Henry Cho's going to be there, and the gallery will be open then, and then at the end of the January, Robert O'Keen's going to be there. So, and it'll be open this weekend for Main Street Christmas. And that's so just go by, and you can walk upstairs. You don't need any tickets or anything. You can just go up there and sign the guest book and check it out.
Now, I do want to ask you this, and I don't mean to put you on the spot. If there's anybody, I can't talk. If there's anybody out there that loves your art and potentially wanted to commission some art, is that something you do?
It is. It's a little tougher when I have a commission, if somebody doesn't have something that's more straightforward,
right?
It's kind of hard for somebody to say, hey, I have this in my mind, can you do this? And, you know, I might have my own interpretation on that.
Right.
But I also do woodwork and cornhole boards and charcuterie boards and just whatever. So check me out on Instagram, and if you have a question, feel free to send me a message.
Absolutely. Well, any shout-outs you want to give?
I appreciate the Dixie for having me up there, and all my friends and family for coming to the reception. In my book, it was a hit and a dream come true. So,
This the first time you like had a large scale exhibition?
It was the first time that I've had my own exhibition. I've been in others, guitars, art at UT Martin and things like that, but this is my first solo show. So
do you hope to have more though?
I do. Right now I have a lot of work to do because luckily I've had the opportunity to sell a lot of the artwork, and so my wife's, I first have to put some art back on the walls that I had to take off the walls.
Right. Well, Scott, I appreciate you stopping in, man. It's you know, you started calling me a few months back saying, hey, I just, you know, tuned on the radio, I liked it, and we just got to talking about music, the world, art, all that, and you know, I've been trying to put you out there a little bit. I don't think I've got to do it much. From everything I can see with social media, it has been a hit, a great reception to it, and I'm still going to get over there soon, probably the next couple weeks. I want to see it in person.
Well, I really enjoy what y'all are doing here on the radio. I mean, this is my favorite radio station, and the music is great, and I'm also putting y'all out there. So
I appreciate it. That's our motto around here, tell a friend to tell a friend,
right?
That kind of deal. Scott, I appreciate it, man.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. That's Scott Smith. You can catch his art exhibition Disabstraction at the Dixie through the end of January. No cost at all, folks. Go check it out. It's a solid dude with solid work, and we need to support anybody local we can. 10:04, we'll do your holidays soon. Also going to be joined by my buddy Matthew from Belfast in a few to talk about the Troubles. Talk about a 180 in direction, but that's coming up in a few. Right now, it's James Gang with Walk Away.